Hey, good morning, everybody. Harshad Mitzavim. Just want to welcome our guests, and we want to welcome Michael and Bracha Mirsky, who made Aliyah this week. So our friends back home will hear about it officially this year. Okay, Mitzavim. We have a few things on the Parsha and some ideas, a little bit of ideas on Teshuvah also, the season that we're in. So the first piece is from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim comments on the opening words of the Parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You are all standing before. This is Moshe is giving his final farewell to Klal Yisrael before he leaves this world. So he has a different take on Nitzavim. He's not just saying that they're standing there. They don't have to be told that they're standing there. They're standing there, right? So, Perusho, what does he mean? Atem memunim. You are appointed. You have a responsibility. Miloshen hanitzav al ha-kotzrim. It's a posuk that he was in charge of the reapers. You have a job to do. You are a memuneh. You are nitzav. You have an appointment. What's the appointment? Ulubir adamar. The kavanat Moshe bevritzehi. The intention of Moshe when he was now about to, he was creating a covenantal relationship with the Jewish people before he left. Lahachnisam ba'arvut ze al ze. He was the nature of the covenant that Moshe was making with Bnei Yisrael at this moment was a covenant of Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Laze, that every Jew is responsible for each other. Kedeshi Yisrael Kol Echad Ba'ad Chaveiro Leval Ya'avor Pi Hashem. So as not to go, every Jew has a responsibility to see that every other Jew does not negate the word of God. And you're going to be responsible if the other guy didn't follow properly. And the proof is, because the pasuk says at the end, in the parsha it says, Hanistarot Lashem Elokeinu, the hidden things belong to God. Vahanigalot Lanu, but the revealed things, that's our thing. Haresha Al Ha'arvut, concerning the arvut, concerning the responsibility one to another, hakatub midaber, the Torah is speaking about. Va'amru zal, the rabbis say, this is in the, our oral tradition, it's a Gemara and Shabbos, de kol mi sheyesh biyado limchot, everyone who has the ability to rebuke, bechol ha'olam, let's say someone is a world leader and he has the ability to change the world, Nitfas al kol ha'olam. He is ultimately responsible for the entire world if they did not follow Derech Hashem. V'chol mi sheyesh biyado limchot ba'anshei iro. Someone who's responsible for his city and doesn't do his job. Nitfas al anshei iro. He's going to be responsible for the people of his city who didn't follow suit. V'chol mi sheyesh biyado limchot b'vnei beito. Someone who just is responsible for his own house or her own house and doesn't give musar and doesn't raise the family properly is going to be held accountable. Nitfas al anshei beito, for the people of their house. V'zehu ma sheparat hakatuv, and that's why the Torah gives delineations. Kan va'amar atem nitzavim, you are appointed. Atem to human umim rosheichem, right? He lists various categories. Rosheichem, your leaders. Kilomar, in other words, shekol echad yitchayev kefi ma sheyesh biyado rosheichem. I'm appointing you, each of you is a rosh. Everybody is, a person is a melech in his own house. So everybody has a certain level of responsibility, and that level of responsibility spills over into the mitzvah of arvut, of being responsible for another Jew. Heim hagdolim, these are the great people, shebekulan sheyecholim limchot b'chol Yisrael. So Rosh Hashem refers to the leaders of the Jewish people. Ve'elu yitchayu al kol shivteichem. So they're responsible for the shlatim, for all of the 12 tribes. Kol shevet v'shevet, yitchayev al shivto. And each tribe is responsible for each other. Ziknechem v'shotrechem, the Torah goes on, your elders and your officers. Kol zaken yitchayev al mishpachto. Every elder is responsible for his family. Kol ish Yisrael. Heim ha'amon. Then the pasuk concludes, Kol ish Yisrael, every Jew. Heim ha'amon, that's the masses, that's us. Kol echad yitchayev al b'nei beito. Everyone is responsible for his household. You know, this reminds me of I don't know how, if it's apocryphal or not, but Rav Chaim Ozer, the great Rabbi Chaim Ozer, who was the Av Bezdin of Vilna during the war and was responsible for the Hatzolah of thousands and thousands of Jews. And he said, it is claimed that you know, when after 120 years, when I leave this world, and the Rebbe Shalom says to me, you know, Rav Chaim Ozer, why didn't you do enough for Klal Yisrael? So, you know, okay, I maybe have an answer. And he asked me, why didn't you do enough for the Jews of Poland? I'll have an answer. And the Jews of Vilna, maybe I'll even have an answer. But when he asked me, Rav Chaim Ozer, what about yourself? What about yourself? Your own family? He says, I'm going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. Right? He felt in his modesty that he was thrust into a position, so to speak, in his mind, in his humility. But really, for all of us, this is a great lesson from the Ora Chaim, that we always say, you know, they're going to, the invisible they, quote unquote, they'll take care of it. Something has to be done, they'll take care of it. You know, in our own house, you know, it boils down to the fact we have to do it. You know, this Shabbos, we were in a shul, I spoke in a shul in Ranana. So after Shabbos, Motzei Shabbat, so the rabbi made an announcement. The announcement Slichus was, it's in Ranana. And the rabbi announced what Slichus was, and he said that Erev Rosh Hashanah, we need volunteers to set up the chairs and tables and to put the labels on the seats. I mean, please come. The president made the announcement, you know, please make an effort to come. So the rabbi, he wasn't satisfied, very good relationship with the rabbi and the president. He said, that's not good enough, he says. If three people come, it'll take them 4 or 5 hours. If 20, 30 people come, then we'll be able to do it in an hour. So I want everybody, don't think that they are going to come. Everybody has to take the responsibility. What, even the whole shul? That would be good if the whole shul came. You have to be realistic. Okay, number two is from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And here we have another well-known pasuk, a well-known verse in the Parsha, Lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in heaven. Lemor miyal elanu hashamayim, to say someone who's going to go up and get it, v'yikachalanu, take it for us, v'yasimenu ota v'naasenu. Who's going to go get it and put it in front of us and show us we should do it. So Hine Ba'avot in Pirkei Avos, he quotes a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on this, which uses this pasuk as a proof text. Ahad etnan, there's a Mishnah that says, Hu haya omer, v'lo am haaretz chasid, an unlettered person cannot be pious. V'lo habayshan lomeid, and a shy person cannot learn. You know, you have to ask questions. V'lo hakaptan melameid, and an angry person, a short-tempered person, can't be a teacher. If he has no patience, can't be a very good teacher. V'lo kol hamarba bischora machkin. And not everybody who is involved in business can become a chacham, can acquire Torah. Pirush Rambam, the Rambam explains, the Pirush HaMishnayasal, the Rambam, Maimonides, in his commentary says, V'amru, Shahatora lo titsa v'balei gaiva. What it means, lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens, it's a metaphor. The Torah cannot be found with balei gaiva, with arrogant people, right? V'hagasot, and people who have no humility. V'lo b'holchei aratzot rechokot, and not people who are always traveling from one country to the other, a business, or whatever. V'samchu zeh l'pasuk al tzad hamelitza, and he really attaches it to this verse, V'amru lo b'shamayim hi, lemor. It's not b'shamayim. It's not with those who hold themselves like high in the sky, so to speak. V'lo me'ever al layam, and it's not across the sea. That's those people who are always traveling. V'kavanato l'sugi de'ervin. And he's referring, he's making reference to a comment in our oral tradition. Again, it's a Gemara, the Talmud. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda taught, V'lo me'ever liyami, the Torah is not on the other side of the sea, lo timtza lo besachranim, you will not find Torah with those businessmen, traveling salesmen, v'lo betagrim, and all kinds of salesmen, etc., business people. Harei shetziref harambam et shtei hamemrot ha'elu le'echad. He combined these two comments of the rabbis. V'chein dechiburo, the Talmud Torah, and also when the Rambam writes the laws of the study of Torah, he also puts them together, tzifram lechad. V'katavan, he writes there in the laws of Torah study. Katub batorah, it says in the Torah, lo b'shamayim hi, the Torah is not in heaven. Lo b'gasei haruach, it's not amongst the arrogant people. Mitzuya, v'lo b'mahalchei me'ever liyam, and it's not that those people are always traveling for business. Lefichach amu chacharim, therefore the rabbis say, havi memayit be'esek, minimize your business pursuits, v'asuk batorah, and engage in the study of Torah. Spend time studying Torah. We have to study this a little bit, because the Habereisha, the Mishnah d'Avot, in the first Mishnah d'Avot, in Pirkei Avos, Isa, the ein bor yirei chet. It says over there that an empty person will not fear God, etc. V'lohad, he goes on, v'lohad baishan lamad, the shy person will not learn, is afraid to ask questions. Lo kaptan melamei, and the short person can't be a teacher. Ubir adavar hu, shebaishan lo yachol lomod. Obviously, a shy person can't learn. U kaptan lo yuchal lomei, and the kaptan can't teach. Varehe mufkaim mi parshat lomod lomei. They're out of the picture. They're not going to learn, they're not going to teach. They're out of the mitzvah. But after that, Shamar Atana v'lo kol hamarbe b'schora machki. It doesn't say if you're in business you won't succeed in Torah. He says v'lo kol hamarbe b'schora machki. Not everybody who does business will be successful in the study of Torah. But there's room to maneuver according to this statement that maybe some people in business will be successful. Hare shina hatana l'shono. He changed it a little bit subtly. He doesn't say that every business person will not be able to become a chacham to study Torah, but not everybody who does business will be successful and be able to learn. So why does the Rambam bring this? The Masechta Eruvin in Eruvin Shisham Demar Shehi Lo Timtza Klal Eitzel Sachranim V'Tagranim. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin it says you just won't find any businessman who's successful in learning. Ulechuri yesh lefanenu shnei memrot im shnei kavanot. You have two seemingly contradictory statements of the rabbis. Shonot legamri. Vehech tzirfan haramba. Uperusha b'chibur lechad. How do you put these two together? How do you synthesize these two ideas? In one idea it says that not all business people, if you're engaged in business, can accomplish in Torah study. And then he says, nobody who's in business is going to be successful. Aval nira shelimud godol. It seems that the Rambam is telling us a truism. The truth is, Hare lo dami esek haschora le esek hamalocha. He says business is not like hard physical labor. The hare haschora va esek b'tachim miftachim et seichel hadam. You know, business. A businessman is smart. You know, you have to be smart to be a businessman. You know. To be successful, you know, you have to be smart, you have to figure things out, you have to do all kinds of creativity in the world of business. I mean, I really have little experience in knowing what he's talking about, but I think we have good imaginations. To be a successful businessman, you have to be creative in your thinking, in your approach. Shekol adam u'machkimim also, and business makes you smart, right? Ulechein hava ola aladat. So I might therefore conclude clearly, by physical labor, you're never going to be successful in Torah unless you really set aside time. But maybe in business, you know, the more business I do, I could, you know, do less Torah learning and still accomplish. You know, Eker Hushiasa Torah to Keva. Just the main thing is to make your Torah Keva by the Baal Malacha. It should be regular. Umalachto Arai, and his work should be secondary. Mikevan Shehistam Bizbezman. Aval b'schora, but in business, haya mutar la'asok yoter. Maybe I can do more business. Da'ari hi kehechshe l'limud ha'Torah. Business is like preparatory to learning Torah. Since it sharpens my mind, it'll make me a better student of Torah, right? Shehi machimaso, it makes him smart. Ulezek kamash, so that's what this Gemara is coming to tell you. Hasugi be'erven, not so. The ein limud haTorah matzu etzel safran. The final analysis is, it's not going to be by safranim, v'tagrim b'chlal. You know, how many successful businessmen have bemoaned to me over the years that, you know, every day they're going to say, well, God, I'm going to make time to learn, but I get so involved in my business, it's just not happening. Imken gam bo asur la'arvod. So you have to set a limit. A person has to set aside a limit. This is as much as I'm going to do at work, and the rest of the time I'm going to take and I'm going to study Torah. V'zehu masha siyem ha-Rambam. And this is what the Rambam is concluding. L'ficha hamru chachomim. Therefore, the Rambam, the rabbis conclude, having ma'ek be'esek v'asok b'Torah. Even in business, don't think you can get away with it with business. It's going to sharpen you. You'll be able to learn more. You'll find the time. Either you draw a line, you know, a red line. We hear a lot today about red lines. So you have to draw a red line for yourself that ad kan business, ad kan whatever I have to do, and that from here on I'm going to set myself serious time to study Torah. And if one doesn't do that, it just is not going to happen. Okay, over the page, the next two pieces are from Rav Schwab. Let's do the whole pasuk, but let's do number four. We'll see about three later. Vaya b'shamo et divrei ha'Allah hazot. You know, a person hears the words of the curse of the Torah, v'hi barech b'levavo, and he blesses himself, le'mor, saying, shalom yili, I'm going to be okay. You know, I don't need this whole Torah. Ki b'shrirut libi eilech. You know, he's going to go in his own stubbornness. He's going to go in his own stubbornness, eilech. Leman sfat harava. You know, about instead of adding the water, et ha'tzmeya, to the thirst. You know, it's a kind of a strange pasuk. But let's see what he says here. It's also, the pasuk goes on. You see the pasuk in the next piece. Lo yoveh, Hashem, Siloachlo. God will not forgive him. Person, you know, he hears what he has to do. He hears the responsibilities of Torah, and he says, you know, this is not for me. Study of Torah, this is not for me. You know, so he says in Trivina Tzimaon, that's thirst, Yityaches el Hamishtokek Lamay. This relates to someone who is, you know, looking for water. From Amru Chazal, Ein Mayim el Torah. Water is a metaphor for Torah. Shenemar hoy kol tzama l'chu l'mayim. When Jewish people are thirsty, they should go for water, they should go for Torah. V'haynu shemisha osek b'mitzvot ma'asim tovim. Person who's involved is engaged in mitzvahs. He does mitzvahs. Avol b'shita, but he has a principle. I do mitzvahs, I do Shabbos, I do kashers. Eini osek b'torah kol. I don't have to go to a shiur. Not even once a week, I don't have to go to a shiur. V'hu rava. That's the rava is the watery. You know, Ba'amru Af Pali Torah Imali Mitzvot Kirimon. You know, without the water, without the Torah, he's full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Alav Ne'emar Hitbarech B'Levavo. He's very happy with himself. He's pleased with himself. Le'mor Shalom Yiyeli. Everything's going to be fine with me. Shahareni Holech B'Netivot Yashar V'Atov. Listen, I do mitzvahs. I go to shul, right? I daven. I keep Shabbos. U'Bishirut Libi Eilech. But there's a certain stubbornness here. Vein sorv bishvili lahagot b'torah. I don't have to learn Torah. Leman svot. Svot is he says loshem tosefet parnosa, addition. There has to be an addition to my mitzvot. In other words, like the Rambam quoted a Mishnah before, lo am haaretz chasi. If a person does mitzvahs but he doesn't learn Torah, eventually his mitzvahs are going to be, first of all, they're going to be by rote. He's not really understanding what he's doing, and he's not getting the full measure of the mitzvahs. So to do mitzvahs without learning Torah doesn't work. Shehu mefarnes al yedei hayuto rava b'mitzvot et tzibon nishmat Yisrael le'ezek haTorah. That's what he's missing. That's what he's missing. The stubborn person who says, listen, I'm doing mitzvahs, but I'm not going to learn Torah. Lo yaveh Hashem nislovo. This is a very serious thing, and it's something for us to think about. No, but not by accident that Parshas Netzavim always comes before Rosh Hashanah, time to make New Year's resolutions about adding more learning Torah to our itinerary. So he goes on in number four, Vaya b'shamo adire ala azor, etc. Lo yoveh Hashem slowly ki az yashen af Hashem. The anger of God, we've gotten God angry at us. V'kinato b'ishahu. He's angry at us. V'tzarav bir. We have to understand, says the rabbi, mashikatuv shelo yaveh Hashem slochu. Why would God not forgive us? Mimanafshach. Im lo asa tshuva. A person doesn't do tshuva. Lami yislachu. So, of course, he doesn't do tshuva, God's not going to forgive him. V'imasa tshuva. But if he does tshuva, halo ein lecha davar ha'omein b'nei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of repentance. Kimefurish b'kama mikra'ot. V'divrei chazal. We have many psukim and many statements in the rabbis. If I do tshuva, why is God not going to forgive this guy? V'nira shebevadai. Im yashuv yislachu. Certainly, if he does tshuva, God's going to forgive him. Rak shebederech klal. The only thing is, generally speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra harotzeh b'tshuva. God is called the person who is desirous of tshuva. He wants tshuva. If you look in the Shemona Esrei, in the brachas we say every day, you know, it's a different bracha by tshuva. By all the other brachas, you know, hachonen das, that God bestows knowledge on us, you know, he does mishpat. But by tshuva it says, not that he is the God of tshuva, but harotzeh b'tshuva. He wants our tshuva, he's desirous of it. Va'ad yom moto, until a person dies, shel adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzapeh l'tshuvato shel harashi. He's waiting for that tshuva. V'im ach yiratzeh adam l'shuv yazor lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yislach lo. And all a person has to do is want, and God opens up the world of tshuva. Aval kan, but here, who are we talking about? Lo yaveh Hashem slach lo, he doesn't want to forgive him. Ein midat harotzeh b'tshuva shayechet le'ish asher b'shimo adivra Allah. The rotzeh b'tshuva doesn't have a God who wants tshuva, has nothing, no conversation with this guy who says, leave me alone. That's what he's saying. When he hears divra Allah, omer shalom yeli, I'm fine, I'm well and good. Ki b'shrimut li b'yelech, I'm just happy and go lucky going my way. Ulam afilu imzeh yashuv miyad mekabli. Even this guy, if he would do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept it. But he's stubborn. He's stubborn and going his way. All he has to do is break down his stubbornness a little bit, and God will embrace it. Okay, now, the last piece here, number 5, is a Hasidic piece from the Shein Mishmuel, who was one of the great Hasidic rebbes of the early, he died in 1911, actually. He was the Sochachova Rebbe. He was the Rebbe in Sochachov in Poland. He was the son of the Avnei Nezer. These were great Hasidic masters. And he deals with a problem that, you know, how a problem that perhaps we see today. How is it possible that people are so far from Torah that they're going to return? How are they going to return? Where's the power of tshuva going to work for them? That all of these people are going to have the ability to come back to God. Where does it come from? So he quotes a verse from this pasuk and from this parsha, "V'shav Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha." Now the normal translation of this pasuk is that there will come a time that God will return the shevi. He will return the captives, all of the Jews who are dispersed all over the world. God is going to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple understanding of this verse. That's the promise of this verse. But the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel on the Torah gives a completely different translation and understanding to this verse, which you'll find to be just a beautiful idea when we get through it. He writes what it means is V'shav Hashem Elokecha et Shvutcha. God will return your Shvutcha. Ubitargan Yonatan, V'yikabel mimrei birava yat tiyuftichon. God will accept with pleasure, pleasingly, your tiyuftichon. Shvutcha, he translates your tshuva. God will collect and gather all of your tshuva. What's he talking about? V'kvar dibarnim, he says, I've already written about this. V'nira odlomer, I want to say, al pi divre hashas. There's a Gemara, again in our oral traditions, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, and this is a familiar phrase that we say in Slichas every day now, these days. The Bei Rebbe Yishmol, mavir rishon rishon. God takes one of our sins and passes it along. What does that mean? V'chein hi hamida. What does he do? It means like this, that if a person is evenly balanced, he's got, on the scale, he's got 50% sins and 50% mitzvahs, right? So God takes off the scale one of the sins, and so that your scale is now going to be weighed down to mitzvahs. That's the chesed of Hashem. If we're even Stephen, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes off one of the sins, so that, you know, it's like if you have a nice butcher, you know, he'll take off a little bit, a couple of pennies there, right? A couple of shkalim. So, a discount, right? But what happens to that avera, right? So he says, Amar Rava, va'avon atzmo eino nimchak. That avon, he doesn't throw it away, he puts it into a savings account. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it into a savings account. It's no longer in your checking account. He takes it out of your checking account and he puts it in your savings account. It's not nimchak. De'ike ruba avonot, because then, if you get too smart and then your averas become more than your mitzvahs, so then he goes to the bank, the Rabbanu Shalom, Kaviyochel, and takes it out, machshiv be'yoto, and he puts it back on the sin scale, on that side. Adka. Now, v'hinei, midatovi yiteral midatulam. We know that God's desire to do good for us is 500 times more than his desire to do bad for us. So if this is what he does with our averas that he keeps in a saving account, then he must have somewhere a Swiss account where he's holding on to all of our tshuvas for generations. There must be a place where he's holding on to my tshuva. Im ken, kemoshe abo va'avonot, just like by sins, rishon rishon sheha'avir, that he removes it. Iike ruba avonot, if there's more sins, bahadayu, mitchashvin harishonot gamken, he puts them back. If our sins are bad, he puts it back. Bivadai kein hu b'inyanei tshuva. So the same thing with my tshuva. Now, how does this guy do tshuva? He comes to Shul Yom Kippur once a year. The whole year he's out there eating anywhere he wants, doing anything he wants. Shabbos is Saturday. There's no difference there. Right? And, but he comes to Yom Kippur and he does tshuva. Like, you see that he's doing tshuva. What happens to that tshuva? What happens to that tshuva? He sits in they're Jews. We know Jews, special, wonderful, holy Jews. And they spend the whole day in Shul Yom Kippur and they cry and they daven. And they really do tshuva. What happens to that tshuva? Right? That's what. Oh, afilu hiru tshuva. Believe it. Let's say a guy has his desire. I really would like to do tshuva. I'd like to do tshuva, right? Or that guy who spends the day in Yom Kippur in tshuva. Shelo boli po v'nitcha. But you know, that's a desire. There's a tshuva there. There's a tshuva. What happens to that tshuva? What happens to that hiru tshuva? What happens to that those 50, 60 Yom Kippurim that this guy spent, but he's still not doing what he's supposed to be doing? Mikol makom, he says, kesheni kabla mikol eila tshuva achat shlema. When this guy makes one grand step of tshuva, mitchashevet nami hatshuva hadechuya umitzarefet umichaper dalakol. God runs to the bank in Switzerland. He takes out from that Swiss account all of the tshuva that this guy did over the years. It didn't go leibud, and he gives it back to him. He puts it back and he gives him his cheshbon. Ki tshuva achat mechaper dal kol averot. One tshuva is mechaper on all the averas that he did. How does that work? Because it's not just one tshuva. This guy is a complicated human being, and there were times in his life that he really did want to do the right thing. Vafilu mara kol yamav. Even if a person, you don't even need that. Even if a person rebelled all of his life, asa tshuva b'achronam, and he makes tshuva at the end of his days. You know, I'm always amazed when I see people who become balei tshuva. You know, kids, I mean, we live in a tshuva generation. We see it. But people who become balei tshuva later in life, it's an amazing thing. It's just an amazing thing. I don't know if I could do it, right? I'm being honest with you. To change your lifestyle, and you're set in your ways, you're not a searching teenager, it takes a tremendous, tremendous strength. But if a person, his whole life, is rebelling against God, and right at the last minute, Ein mazkirin lo rishato. God wipes out the slate from his history. He's gone. Whatever, you know, Wikipedia has on him is out, completely gone. ומידזו נוהגת תמיד בכל יום ובכל שבת ובכל קודש ובכל שנה. Every day, every minute, every week, every year, any time you want, you can do תשובה. איכה מכל היום או השבוע או החודש או השנה כדי לצרף לתשובה שלהם מצטרפת. God's ready to accept it. אף שקודם הצירוף, before he puts all the תשובות together, כמו פסולי המוקדשים, ונדחה לחיצוניות. You have an animal that's possible. וכן נמי לעת מיצוי, הנפש, המצטרפת, כל התשובות, מעשה במשך כל ימיו. You can change, just like an animal can be changed into a holy animal. Okay, now we're just coming to the end, so I'm going to skip to the last paragraph on the left. Now this is what he says about the world. The world we live in, how is the world going to be saved? So he writes, this is beautiful. ולפי הדברים האלו, according to what we just learned, יובן, now we can understand, מה שאיתה בספרים, what it says in our holy books, שכל איש ישראל עושה תשובה לעת מיצוי הנפש, that every single Jew has the capacity to do תשובה. אף שאז אין בכוחו לעשות תשובה כרוי, even though he's not doing proper תשובה, but his תשובה is accepted. מכל מקום, היא משלמת את החשבון. But if you have all of these תשובות stored up, they help you. וכן, נמי, יש לומר בכלל, we can talk about the whole people of Israel, שהתשובה מכל ישראל, the תשובה of every Jew, ומכל ימי הגלות, from all of Jewish history. What happened to all the תשובות, all the Yom Kippurs, all the crying of our grandparents, our grandfathers, and our grandmothers, and our rabbis, and our Rishonim, and our Achronim, did that go to waste? All the previous generations of tshuva? No. That is being stored by the Rebbeinu Shlomo in this Swiss account we're talking about. Mitzarefet l'tshuva achat shlema k'roi. Av sha'ad ko haita begeder hadichui. Even at this point, we haven't touched it. We haven't taken advantage of it. Hashem yitbarach heshivet nidche. God brings it back to us. V'zehu shetargim Yonatan. And that's what this rabbi, Rav Yonatan ben Uzil, is saying on this pasuk. That's what the Torah is saying. V'shav Hashem Elokech Eshvutcha. Hashem will return to us our tshuva, the tshuva of the Jewish people. Shashem yiporach yashiv et ha-tshuva mimokam shahayetan nidche. Shama, God will bring back all of the tshuva of every Jew in previous history, in Jewish history, v'yekabel ota v'rava, and he'll give it to us with pleasure. He'll attach it to our tshuva. V'yimkein muvan efsharuv. So here you see the possibility of tshuva. Afilu bedorot hanamuchim. Even in our times, he says. Ulevavot atumim. We live in a time, he writes. This is 100 years ago. Over 100 years ago, he's writing. You know, our spiritually empty times and our Jewish hearts are stopped up. Kimonu hayom, he says, like us today. If you could speak like this, you know, at the beginning of the 20th century, but what about now? And then, you know, already entering the second decade of the 21st century, we see what the world is all about. Ki bedor hayoter acharon einenu chaser. So we think, you know, the farther we are away from Har Sinai, the harder it is for us to do tshuva. You know, there's so much negativity to Torah in our world today. He says, you know, but God makes it easy for us because he has saved all of that tshuva from us. Rak me'at la'ashlim. We just have to do a little bit. Do a little bit. V'lo yipale be'enenu. And it shouldn't be a wonder in our eyes. B'chol yom v'yom. L'chakot l'biyat Mashiach. Tzikenu. In other words, that's the question. How could Mashiach come? He didn't come for Rashi. He didn't come for the Rabban. He didn't come for our grandparents, who were holy people. He's going to come for us. Right? We're less than that. Right? The farther away we are from Har Sinai, the less spiritual we are. No, that may be true. But he has saved up all of their tzidkut, all of their tzidkis, and all of their tshuva. And all we have to do is make a little bit of a move, and he takes out that tshuva and gives it to us. So, af shetzarich lezeh tshuva shlema, we have to do a proper tshuva, she'inenu nirip bizman hazeh, which we don't see today, mikol makom tzrichim litchazek, be'et ha'acharon, we have to strengthen ourselves in this final period, bioter, roll up our sleeves, so to speak, ki krova yeshuati lavo. Ken yehi ratzon. Because God is very close to come, Mashiach is close to come, and we can make it happen. It's a beautiful beautiful thought. And I'm hoping that as the year goes on now, I want to try to do a little more Hasidic sources for us, for ourselves. So next week in Yitz Hashem, Seretz Mei Tshuva, we're on next Thursday.